Did you know that November is National Diabetes Awareness Month? Maybe you didn't. If you don't have anyone in your family that they have diabetes, maybe you yourself have it, then you are aware of it. But there are still some people out there, believe it or not, that they're not aware of it at all. Maybe some of the precautions to take, or even to just how to detect it. On the line, we have a nurse practitioner from Akron Children's Hospital, Camilla Galarakis. Camilla, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for taking the time to join us. So,
my pleasure.
I've got to ask, right now, are we seeing a rise in diabetes in our area's children?
Yeah, so I think what's important to always start with is that there's two types of diabetes. There's a type 1 diabetes where the body doesn't create the insulin it needs, and then there's type 2 diabetes, which is usually more acquired, though there's a genetic predisposition, and that's the one that we're seeing the rise in children with. Type 1 diabetes is one of the most common childhood illnesses, mm-hmm. and takes a lot of care and management of children. We're seeing slow increments in that increases in that type of diabetes in children, but we are seeing a much larger rise in type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes in children. And that's related to sedentary lifestyle, higher sugar, added sugar to diets, and not enough exercise.
Not enough exercise. So I've got to ask, this is, I guess, a two-part question.
Sure.
How do you detect diabetes? How do you know if you have it? And is it preventable?
Sure. So when we talk about type 2 diabetes, there is definitely preventative measures that we can take. To start with your first question, the best way to do it is to make sure that you're seeing your primary care provider for annual preventative visits, so that they are looking at everything from your whole physical health standpoint. So they'll see how much you weigh, if that's grossly increasing, what your body mass index is, what your blood pressure is. So in kids, if they develop pre-diabetes, they also can have hypertension, so high blood pressure, which puts some stress on the heart. So we don't want to see that. And then as you're talking about their lifestyle as well, if there are some of those red flags that develop, they would then run some blood work and see if that child has high glucose or high blood sugar, and then also do some other laboratory testing and see if they're pre-diabetic or diabetic, and then kind of go down the management pathway. So our best defense against developing type 2 diabetes is diet, healthy diet, less added sugar, no pops for kids, and then, of course, a healthy, active lifestyle. We encourage 60 minutes of some sort of activity every day, getting off that screen, getting outside in these winter months, getting warm clothes on and running through the snow is a great way to burn off some of that excess energy and really stay healthy.
Okay. One thing that I've noticed a lot lately is schools, and maybe it's because now schools are reaching out to me, and my wife is a teacher as well, but they're dedicating a day to wear all blue to school, mm-hmm. to raise awareness and also support the handful of kids that they have within their school system. Has the diabetes awareness always been this much out into the forefront?
I think it's become more and more common, both, again, for both type 1 and type 2 students with diabetes. So we want to look at the students that have type 1 diabetics. I want to focus on them for a little bit because they do have ongoing chronic illness that they have to have managed in school. So our school health services that we have through Akron Children's help manage that from a day-to-day standpoint. So they can do a traditional finger stick in the clinic or use what's called a continuous glucose monitor and see all of the blood sugars throughout the day. And then they have a care plan provided to the school from their specialist doctor and the parent. And then they can manage their diabetes kind of moment to moment as they need it, keeping them nice and safe in school. And that way, those students with the type 1 diabetes can go along with their regular day-to-day activities. They can play sports, they do theater, they do music, they do everything that their peers do because they stay safe and healthy in school. And then from a type 2 diabetes standpoint, yeah, I think we're raising much more awareness about it. Fewer children have type 2 diabetes, but we want children to know about it and what the long-term health effects can have. You know, if they are gaining more weight, they're not super physically active, that then those are easy ways that they can change their lifestyle to prevent this long illness that could affect them into their adulthood.
So type 1 diabetes, my cousin has it, and I was with her, it was probably 5-6 years ago, and she was 14 maybe at the time, and she just started crashing in our back seat. Her sugar levels dropped down. It was like a 25.
Wow.
So what are what do those numbers mean for anyone who isn't listening that maybe they want to keep track of this stuff themselves? You know, what is a good sugar level, and what would prevent it if you have type 1 diabetes to drop that low?
Yeah, so for type 1 diabetes, and it depends on their age, what kind of that reference range is, but a normal blood sugar is about 80 to 100. For type 1 diabetics, depending on their management, normal might be 100 to 150. So they have that personalized care plan that their doctor comes up with, their endocrinologist, and then using that continuous glucose monitors are like the best technology that's come out because they can moment to moment see what their sugar is. When it drops to 25, we don't have enough glucose in our we wouldn't have enough glucose in our system to kind of use in our cells. So you get really tired. You can pass out. Like you said, she crashed in your back seat. Luckily, in school, Ohio passed some legislation that we're able to have what's called stock glucagon, which is an emergency medication that increases your blood glucose. So schools that are able to have it in their school for emergency situations, Akron Children's helped develop the policies for those school districts we cover, so they could have that emergency medication if they need it for type 1 diabetics and administer it. Lots of school districts also train staff here at school so that they can respond to diabetic emergencies outside of the clinic staff so that they have more awareness of it as well.
How do people go so untreated? I have some quick facts in front of me right here. And it says that more than 34 million, almost 35 million people in the U.S. have diabetes, but 1 in 5 of them don't know they have it. How is that a thing? Are the symptoms just so subtle?
Yeah, in the beginning, they are subtle. You know, probably they have a higher blood pressure, but they don't notice the changes. So when you get severely high blood pressure, you can have some headaches. Your heart is working pretty hard, so you can be fatigued more easily. But that also often comes along with an increase in weight gain. So some people just attribute it to, okay, I'm a little heavier. I don't move around as well as I used to. I'm just not feeling great. They feel pretty sluggish. But again, people just kind of, I didn't get enough sleep last night, or, you know, my lifestyle is really busy. I'm not fueling my body with good food, so that might be why I feel so tired. And it really does have to do with those preventative care visits. If you're going every year to your primary care provider and getting checked out, then they're going to pick up on all of those signals. So that's usually what happens. Yeah, they just don't notice those little nuances, and then over time, it just gets worse and worse.
All right. Well, nurse practitioner Camilla Galarakis, we appreciate you coming on and speaking with us in behalf of Akron Children's Hospital. And thanks for everything you do by keeping people safe and making people aware as well.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day.